So, your career, if I may say so, it seems to be going in reverse. You know, you meet kind of, okay, most actors, yeah?
They get to 40, have their fantastic parts, then start complaining about roles drying up.
Yeah, What's gone wrong?
Yeah.
It's all gone bad.
So what has happened? You spent, you know, 20 years in Derek Jarman films that only I see.
You know what it is, seriously? It is what can only be described as the mountain coming to Muhammad. And it's all to do with it's a sign of the times, sign of the times, that the studios might be employing people to make their Hollywood pictures who might have seen Orlando or The Last of England, who say, I'll have her, please, rather than her. And, you know, I mean, look around. This year, last year rather, the films that, the American films that were making any kind of waves critically, stroke commercially, were made by people like the Coens and, you know, P.T. Anderson and Tony Gilroy. I mean, these are the people who got studios to give them money for a start, and they are people who they are of our generation.
That's quite interesting, isn't
it? Don't you think?
So,
I mean, that's the way around I see it. Yeah. It's not, it's that very, and all these films are about people of our age, by the way. So I think it's a sign of the times. I think it's a very interesting moment. Of course, there'll be a major backlash, and it'll all be about High School Musicals next year.
And were your parents, what were their politics? What are their politics?
Sort of, you know, those sorts of conservatives with a big C that come from being conservative with a small C.
Hmm.
But my father and I first had a political conversation and a political agreement about Margaret Thatcher, which was a lovely moment. She did one really great thing, which was that she brought my father and I together in a certain sense politically, because when she started talking about there being no such thing as society, it outraged people like my father so completely and alienated them, because they are sort of old style, to a certain extent, of course, patriarchal, but feudal, but absolutely aware of their responsibilities.
Mm.
And, you know, for them, she was a complete anathema. And for her to call herself conservative was really an outrage.
Mm.
They were furious about her. She did herself a lot of harm.
Yeah.
No, she lost a lot of them, you know, at that point.
So, I read something the other day that said you were now the most envied woman in Britain.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what did you read that in Smash Hits or something?
No, it was a piece that I think Barbara Allen wrote in The Observer.
Really?
It had Oscar, incredible success, live with someone you're really happy with, and you've got a boyfriend, sweetheart, whatever.
Mm. Mm.
How lucky are you?
Very. Really, really lucky.
So how does it work? So is it does?
It's really, really straightforward. These are the things that happen often, and these are the things that rarely happen, it seems to me. Very, very often, people have children with someone who they're no longer sweethearts with, and then they have a relationship with someone new, right? What rarely happens is that they're completely good friends and they still continue to live in the same house. But that's all it is. And the thing with us is simply that nobody, this has been the case for 4 years or something.
Yeah.
And nobody noticed until the beginning of this year.
Until you said, hey, I'm here with my sweetheart.
Well, I actually didn't say that, because the truth is I've been with my sweetheart for 4 years, going to all sorts of events and turning up everywhere with my sweetheart, traveling the world with my sweetheart.
Yeah.
And everybody's been absolutely aware of it. It's just, I don't know, but I think it comes down to being on what they call British telly, at the BAFTAs.
Really? That was it for you?
That was the thing.
But
because
that is
before
amazing,
that, you're just a kind of art freak, so nobody cares.
Yeah,
but if
and art freaks do that.
God. But I don't think we care anyway.
Yeah.
But I think that's what happened chronologically, I think.